Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:06 British Summer Time. Today is September 21st. Well, the markets over the last week or so have been largely characterized by their dependence on on the fate of the US dollar. And today the dollar was a little bit firmer in here again today, firmer against a large swathe of the currency markets, but not in a dynamic fashion. Where we see that the US dollar index is finding support in the region of the 76 area, and over the last 3 days it's rallied as high as 76.75. So it's not a dynamic advance, and really we'd have to see the dollar index pushing above 78 area to break the progression of lower highs and really start to pressure some of the leverage trades that have been put on the basis of a weak dollar and a cheap funding currency. When we look at some of more of these cross rates, the Australian dollar was a little bit weaker in here today, but again, not in a dynamic fashion. Same thing with the euro. The pound has probably been one of the weaker currencies out there, and it's down to the 162 area right now, which is really testing the lower side of the range that it's been in against the US dollar for the last 3 months or so. The dollar was also a bit firmer in here today against the yen, which had been one of the prime funding currencies between 2003 and about 2007. When we saw that the yen carry trade was in place, there was a symbiosis to an extent between the euro yen rate and the higher yielding type markets that were out there. And what we have today is a large number of potential funding currencies, because interest rates are so remarkably low in in Japan, in the UK, in the USA, and I think they're quite low on a comparative, on a historical basis in the Eurozone as well. So there are a number of choices where investors could go out and borrow in really quite favorable conditions, and with the weakness of the dollar in particular over the last few months, that has allowed the dollar carry trade to be put in place, where the US dollar was borrowed and invested abroad in better performing or higher yielding assets. And what we're seeing is that with the dollar finding a little bit of short-term support, having been really quite overextended in the short term, that it is putting pressure on some of those destinations for that type of leverage. So the Dow Jones was a little bit easier in here today, and the majority of Europe was down on the day, but the vast majority of those indices were down less than 1%, and very much the same case in Asia, with the Nikkei down 0.7%, same with the Hang Seng, and the ASX in Australia was off about a third of 1%. China is a little bit individual, that and today we saw the A-share market coming down to about the 3,000 level, finding support in the region there, and finishing up on the day. So it could be forming the first higher low within the recovery type of scenario that appears to be unfolding following really what was a sharp reaction from July. And because that was one of the larger reactions, and it found support in the region of the 200-day moving averages, which I think a number of people were expecting. And there is a strong possibility that is going to build some support in the current area and push back up towards the highs in the coming months. That's a template for a mean reversion type reaction. The alternative, of course, is that we see ranging consolidations unfolding in stock markets, where the overbought condition is unwound to an extent prior to these markets pushing onwards to new highs. What appears to be really quite categorical, though, is even though we have this dollar weakness and a well-developed dollar downtrend in place, and we know what would have to happen for that to be questioned, and we have these relatively consistent advances in stock markets, that doesn't negate the fact that stock markets have been rallying for the better part of 6 months. And particularly in some of those better emerging markets, or better performing emerging markets, particularly those in emerging Asia and commodity producing Latin America, it's getting to be really quite a mature advance. And whereas back in March, we could have looked at global stock markets and said that there were a large number of companies that we could have said were cheap. But today, we would have to look a lot harder to find companies that are cheap, just based upon the fact that a large number of them have rallied really quite considerably in the last 6 months. And we are probably closer to the next larger correction than we are to the next big advance. But that's unlikely. The next larger reaction is unlikely to unfold until we see some of the factors that have contributed to this remarkable stock market advance coming under pressure. And one of those will be the US dollar. If we start to see a larger rally in the US dollar, that is going to start to put some of the leveraged positions that have been opened up in risk type assets under pressure. And we could see a larger reaction beginning to unfold, which would take out the progressions of higher lows, and for the vast majority of stock markets would look probably more like a reversion towards the mean rather than the accelerated, terrifying decline that we had a year ago. Whereas 3, 4 months ago, we still had a lot of people talking about the possibility that stock markets were going to go down and test their lows and even move onwards to new low ground. That bearish argument isn't being made to anywhere near the same extent today. Now, that is at least in part due to the fact that stock markets have been rallying for the better part of 6 months. But if we start to get a larger type reaction, the first thing that one can expect is that those bearish arguments are going to get trotted out again, and they will be pushed much more to the fore. But we need to bear in mind that everything that has unfolded since October in leading markets and March in lagging markets is supportive of the bull market type hypothesis. And what we have is the fact that a large number of markets have formed bases, broken upwards from their bases, put in a remarkable advance out of their bases. So a base, by definition, is an explosion waiting to happen. And we've seen that unfolding in a plethora of markets over the last few months. And that's all supportive of a new bull market. Now, a bull market isn't all going to unfold in the matter of 6 months, and even bull markets have larger type reactions. But provided the major reaction lows are rising, provided they find support in or about the region of the moving average, which is in the majority of cases has already turned upwards, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, and larger reactions are going to be buying opportunities in the majority of cases. Monetary conditions remain remarkably stimulative, and with the yield curve at such a remarkable spread, the conditions for leveraging up in risk type assets are really well supported, and we're likely to be a number of years away from the next serious type of recessionary environment, which would lead to a bear market in risk type assets. So conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative for investing. And while we know that we are getting closer to the next larger reaction, that is still likely to be only a better buying opportunity rather than the signal to sell everything and head for the hills. And of course, we certainly will have a certain amount of that because people will do in this cycle what they'd wish they'd done in the last. And that would be to sell too early. A lot of people did that back in 2004 when we'd had a good rally from the 2003 lows. And that was a mistake at the time, and it is likely to be a mistake when we get the next larger reaction. In the commodity sector, we had the majority of commodities a little bit easier in here today because you have this firmer dollar. Of particular note was the oil market, which was down $2.50 in here today, and it's currently in the region of 69.50, and it's starting to pressure the progression of higher lows, which have been in place for much of the last 3 months. And it's been having difficulty in the region of the highs around the $75 area. If it starts to take out the lows, which are in the region of $66, then we may be in for an extension of this first step above the base, which has been in formation now for the better part of 4 months. And really, it would need to start to take out its lows, though, to offset potential for this to be anything other than a first step above the base. So we see bull market activity in the majority of the commodities. Orange juice is probably of note today because it closed so far off its lows. It pulled back rather violently in the middle of the session, but closed well off its lows. And today's action is probably nothing more than a warning shot unless it has follow through to the downside tomorrow. The Arabica coffee contract is at an interesting level as well, having rallied very impressively over the last couple of weeks. It's now pushing the 3 month highs, and having this is probably a natural area for it to consolidate, but it really does need to sustain a move above the 140 area before it will have reaffirmed its 6 months advance. But by and large, commodities were a little bit easier in here today. Gold pushed below the $1,000 mark for a good portion of the day, but rallied in the latter part of the day and closed down on the day $4, but still above a thousand. And silver was also relatively volatile, but closed in the region of 1686, which sees silver holding the majority of its advance over the last couple of weeks. And provided we don't have any major dynamics in favor of the dollar, the chances are that this will remain to be a period of consolidation of really quite impressive gains in the majority of these precious metal related instruments. And the potential for gold to be able to sustain a move above a thousand and onwards to new high ground remains very much intact, and it would really need to start taking out the $950 level before we would have cause for any major reassessment. The government bond markets today were relatively quiet. We continue to see that US Treasuries are consolidating in the region of the 120 level. Gilts have and bunds have largely been ranging for the last 3 months. And it's a difficult type of trading environment for these government bonds because they haven't been doing very much of anything. They have potential to get a little bit firmer if we do get a larger type reaction in some of those risk assets, but making a longer term bullish case for US Treasuries or indeed government bonds in any part of Europe is rather difficult, given the amount of supply that the governments of the world are going to push onto the markets in the next couple of years, and the relatively paltry yields that are on offer in those instruments. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.